Leader says U.S. Zionists worshipable enemies.
Iran hosts International Muslim Women Scientist Conference.
Iran, Mauritania set to expand ties.
Afghanistan's neighbors meet in Istanbul.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei described on Tuesday the United States and the Zionist regime as the enemies of the Iranian nation and insisted that their countless attempts at bringing down the Islamic Republic have been proven futile. In a Tuesday speech before a large crowd of audience from the northern city of Amul, the leader of the Islamic Revolution reiterated that the time-worn conspiracies of some governments against Iran and its people have failed to come to fruition. The failure of these conspiracies is mostly because the Islamic Republic of Iran is now much stronger than before, Ayatollah Khamenei said, adding that the country is continuing its path with a much greater determination and growing momentum. Referring to the hardships of the Islamic Republic encountered in its early years, the leader said some political movements challenged the basic foundation of the Islamic Republic and thus caused a great deal of inconvenience at a time when the country was already at war. The leader cited hypocrites or members of the terrorist Mujahideen-e Khalq organization, non-believers, supporters of the West, and even supposed acolytes as the groups which oppose the Islamic Republic. On a separate note, Ayatollah Khamenei, highlighting the reliance of those who oppose the Islamic system on the enemies, reiterated that in the past 30 years, the governments of the U.S. and the Zionist regime and global Zionism have emerged as the worst of all enemies of the Iranian nation. The U.S. officials say that they have passed a $45 million budget in an effort to bring down the Islamic Republic through the Internet, asserted the leader, noting that they have spent millions more to confront the Islamic establishment, but to no avail. Referring to the post-election developments in Iran, the leader said the enemy had originally contrived to provoke unrest and chaos in the country, but their evil plots instead awakened the Iranian nation. The leader said the major responsibility with the officials is to work hard and to take measures to resolve the problems and speed up the progress of the country. The leader said the inability of the enemy to understand the reality of the Islamic Revolution and its popular strength is a blessing from the God Almighty.
Iran hosted on Wednesday their first international conference of women scientists from the Islamic world at the venue of the Science Ministry. Large numbers of female scientists from 37 Islamic countries took part in the two-day conference. The wife of the Iranian President Azamzada Farahi and the Iranian Science Minister Kamran Danishjou delivered speeches at the opening ceremony of the event, highlighting the relationships between science, women, and the roles of these two in developing the world. Farahi described science and women as cornerstones of the creation. She said that at the beginning of the creation, the human being promised to make efforts to seek God and justice in order to make a world full of beauty, peace, and friendship. Farahi cited the spirit of knowledge-seeking as the key to realizing the goal of creation. She also described women as fountain of love and passion and also the epitome of God's love and beauty. Empowering women through providing good education services, alleviating women's poverty, and reducing women's literacy rate were among the main topics discussed at the gathering. The participants also met with Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on Thursday. During the meeting, the Iranian president slammed the dominant view in the Western countries about women and their social status as materialistic and instrumental. Ahmadinejad recalled the heavy duty the Muslim women scholars shoulder in the modern world to rectify the wrong and humiliating view of women held by the Western countries. He highlighted the fact that women have been denigrated in the West due to the materialistic view of their personal and social roles adopted in the West. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad added that female scientists of the Islamic world can both harbinger reforms and elevate the real status of women in the world today. Ahmadinejad further elaborated on his viewpoint on women's status in the West, arguing that Western countries take advantage of women to advertise for their goods, which shows how worthless they consider women. The head of Iran's Supreme Cultural Revolution Council accused the Western countries of depriving the women of the opportunity for growth and perfection. Underlining Islam's unique approach towards men and women, Iran's president said, Muslims believe that women and men are equals, but this equality is regarding their basic rights. The president added, the difference between Islamic societies and the Western cultures is that we as Muslims believe women and men do differ functionally because confirming women's difference with men means respecting their prestige. Ahmadinejad emphasized that the women's role in a society is a lot more effective and practical than men's. Elsewhere in his address, President Ahmadinejad referred to the presence of a number of competent women in his cabinet, arguing, my scientific and judiciary affairs deputies are both expert women and our health minister too is a qualified academic figure. The president stressed the Iranian people and government support for the Islamic world female scientists, encouraging them to plan for the liberation of the world women from the inappropriate status they suffer under in many countries. The conference was organized by Iran's Ministry of Science with the cooperation of the Islamic Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. About 38 women scholars from across the Islamic world, including Albania, Malaysia, Indonesia, Iran, Pakistan, Morocco, Iraq, Oman, Tajikistan, Syria, and Nigeria, participated in the two-day event.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his Mauritanian counterpart, Mohammad Walid Abdelaziz, have called for the expansion of cooperation between the two Islamic countries. During a meeting in Tehran on Monday, Ahmadinejad described Iran and Mauritania as two brotherly states which are taking steps on the path of unification. The two presidents also stressed the need for cooperation and to increase regional and international cooperation to fight the hegemonic system of domination adopted by certain countries. The president was referring to attempts by certain powers that are trying to prevent other countries from mastering modern technologies. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ahmadinejad praised Mauritania for severing ties with the Zionist regime, saying the measure should serve as a model for other countries. The Iranian president also called Israel the root of all the corruptions in the region. Mauritania cut its ties with Israel during the December 2008 to January 2009 Gaza War, during which over 1,400 Palestinians, mostly civilians, were killed. Mohammed Walid Abdelaziz also said that Mauritania and Iran share similar views on many regional and international issues, adding that both countries should expand cooperation in line with their mutual, regional and Islamic interests. Mauritanian president said the United Nations, the Security Council and other international organizations are monopolized by certain countries, which misuse their power. Abdelaziz also said that Nouakchott was fully ready to develop cooperation with Tehran on issues pertaining to the region, the Arab countries, and the whole Islamic world. The two countries should make efforts to encourage other countries to join this cooperation, he added. Abdelaziz underscored that the African country enjoys common views with Iran and stressed the need and necessity of developing ties and cooperation between the two Muslim nations. Thank you.
Afghanistan's neighbors met in Turkey on Tuesday to orchestrate regional efforts to eradicate violence in the war-torn country ravaged by years of internal war and foreign occupation. Hosted by Turkish President Abdullah Gul, the meeting gathered Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari. Iran's first Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, and Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi were among the participants, alongside U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke's deputy Paul Jones. The aim of the meeting was to seek a common approach to the conflict that could center in gathering international support for negotiating some kind of peace with the Taliban. On Monday, after a trilateral summit with Pakistan and Turkey, Afghan President Hamid Karzai declared his government's renewed efforts to reconcile with the Taliban have the backing of its allies, including the United States and Europe. Karzai also said he would press for Taliban names to be removed from a UN blacklist during the London conference. Attempts to win over Taliban fighters have met with only limited success in the past, and some argue that reconciliation will succeed only if the leadership is brought on board. The renewed reconciliation plan is aimed at convincing Taliban members to lay down arms and turn back to their country under the rights and guarantees given by the Afghan constitution. Speaking at a press conference in Istanbul, Afghan President Hamid Karzai emphasized that for building a strong Afghan army, financial support, training, equipment, as well as proper education for the Afghan military personnel are needed. Officials from Tajikistan, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, NATO, and the European Union were also in Istanbul. Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan did not attend. Iran's first Vice President Reza Rahimi, who represented the Iranian government in the meeting, said the crisis in Afghanistan cannot be resolved through the military option. "There is no military solution for the problem of Afghanistan," Rahimi said on Monday just before leaving Tehran for Istanbul. Rahimi strongly criticized the foreign forces occupying Afghanistan, saying they have been facing major problems because they are unfamiliar with the realities of the country. "The occupying forces are now facing great problems since they do not have comprehensive knowledge about the situation of Afghanistan," Rahimi noted. "We are quite confident that they'll leave the country with regret," he added. Rahimi said the Afghanistan crisis can only be solved through the efforts of the Afghans themselves and regional nations. In the meeting, Rahimi expounded on Iran's viewpoints in Afghanistan and declared Iran's stances on the issue in a press conference.